The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station.
Well, it's not very pleasant out there. Certainly not very pleasant for Will Fuller either. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. Jerome Solomon, the King, filling in today. One more time. Two more times, actually. John Lee, the master, if you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jerome Solomon, at John Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, you smoke signals, however you do it, put odds on it.
Tough on the smoke signals today.
Yeah, smoke signals going to be kind of hard to pick up here in the Galleria. It's been a mess out there all afternoon. I got stuck in it twice, actually, because I had to be down here for meetings and whatnot. And so be careful out there.
A lot of parking lots out there.
Yeah, so be careful out there, and we'll get you home safe. We'll do our best. What are the odds we're going to have fun today?
100%.
I'm with you.
No chance we will not have fun. We always do.
Beth is going to join us at 6:15. That ought to be entertaining. See you two guys together again.
We'll try to see if we can get you to join in. You don't sound like the Fred Fowler that I know and love when she's on. It's a dramatic transformation, I must say.
I just say there's some things that I'm not all that comfortable with.
They don't need to go out on the air.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. I'll tell you over a beer.
And she tries to drag it out of you too.
She
puts forth the game effort, I must say.
Yeah, and so don't tell her I told you this, but now I just try to make it harder and harder for her to get anything out of me. Mm-hmm. So she'll keep trying. So even the things that I would weigh in on, I'm not doing.
you are putting up a serious stone wall there.
It's funny to me.
I understand, but that's the way it ought to be, though. You know, you have things that you want to protect, and I get it.
Exactly.
Especially when it comes to sex life.
Yeah, well, I like keeping that private. That's, you know, it'd be different if I were. No, I wouldn't. It wouldn't be different if I were single. It just
see, that's I think so. The guys earlier were mentioning and talking a little bit about Nick, and totally miscategorized what I said about Nick yesterday. I didn't slam Nick at all. Wasn't taking shots at him whatsoever. I was telling people to leave him alone. That's the way he's chose to live his life. It's a lifestyle. It's not a slump. I didn't think that was a slam. And then, of course, Barry really slams him by saying if Nick had chosen to be a virgin, it wouldn't be by choice. Now, that was much worse than anything I said. But no, guys like us, old married guys, relaxed, we get to live vicariously through you young single guys, and when you have boring sex lives, it's rather disappointing.
You see, and Jong has pretty much joined our crowd now because
and he's been hooked up for a long time.
So we like to get these stories because we don't get them anymore.
Yeah, it's like Charles Barkley and those guys when they watch the NBA, they want to see the game because they don't get to play anymore. You know, I mean, I can go 3-on-3 with you any day, but you know.
Are we still talking basketball?
Huh?
No, but I'm with you guys. One of my best friends introduced me to Tinder, and he was married at the time, and he was like, "Hey, guy," and this was when I was single, like about 4 years ago, and he goes, "Hey, guys, you got to get on this Tinder thing." And me and one of my other friends are like, "What the hell's Tinder?" And that's kind of how we discovered it.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing too that makes it disappointing when these guys, you know. Young, it's so much easier than it was back in our day. I mean, you had to have game, you had to be smart, you had to be psychic. Sometimes you'd go to a bar or club and you had to pick out the one or two, as the case were. You know, these guys, it's like picking watermelons for us back in the day. you know, you had to be an expert to know which melon was sweet, which one was available. These jokers can just get on the internet and order up a melon, and it comes already open,
yeah,
dripping. And when, I mean, it's not even the same game.
It's these kids today, they don't have to work for it.
They sure don't, I tell you.
No, you still have to work for it. It's just easier to meet people.
But you have to log on.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you still have to
and
have
guess
game.
What? If you got your password saved, it's just one click.
But if you forget your password, boy, that's a hard time getting back in there. You gotta send it in with the remind your password and go to your email and get. Come on. It's not that hard. It's really not. And sorry, ladies, but y'all got to admit it. Y'all are a lot looser than you used to be. Or a lot more open about being loose. Put it.
I think that's what it is. I think that it's just people are more willing to talk about it.
They're not ashamed.
No,
not at all.
No.
Which is a good thing.
It is.
I'm not slamming them for it. I'm like, go on with your bad self.
I'm for.
Yeah, I'm all for. The more, the merrier, or the less.
Yeah.
As in Nick's case.
Whatever direction you choose to go.
He's gonna be mad at me again. Mm. And speaking of less. The Texans now have one less pass-dropping wide receiver. Pass-catching wide receiver. Sorry,
yeah. I did. Will Fuller, dead.
Not dead.
Well.
Come on, man. Let's not overdo it.
All right, broken collarbone, but guy couldn't catch before. What the hell is he going to be like when he comes back with one collarbone?
I was doing something on Will Fuller for the TV show last week. And so I, you know, Brett Coomer, Chronicle Photographer's out there at training camp. And I went and said, okay, I'll just find pictures from him so I can put it up on TV. And, of course, the only photo he had from him from training camp was him dropping a pass. And that's the one with the Chronicle story today. And people are like, man, you would think Raheel, then, man, wouldn't they give the guy a bone and, you know, at least show him catching a pass? I was like, well, you try to take a picture of somebody doing what they do. You know, and that's pretty much what it is. But he's a guy that needed to be out here, needed to be playing, needed as many reps as he could. And the Texans needed him to take that step forward. That,
yeah.
You know, it's a cliche thing about making a huge jump from year one to year two. But he fell off tremendously after the first month of last season once he got a sore hamstring and then his knee was hurt a little later. He had half of his yards and all of his touchdowns in the first four games. After that, nothing. So he needed to come back and show something, and now he's up against it already.
Yeah, and he'll be back at some point this season. It's not season ending, but it certainly hurts his development. And, of course, almost everyone's, what about Anquan Boldin? What about Anquan Boldin? I don't think you need to go get a veteran like that. I think you're going to need to add someone who can come in and play special teams for you, because it just means Jalen Strong has to take a step up the ladder. And, you know, you've still got three guys that you're heavily invested in. So, I mean, I guess it couldn't hurt to bring somebody like that in for a workout, but I don't know that a veteran receiver is necessary.
Like I said the other day, they needed a veteran receiver last year desperately. And it was pretty obvious that they were lacking in experience there, and, you know, they were taking a big risk, and we found out what happened. They had one of the worst offenses that's on record to make the playoffs, and thank goodness they were in such a horrible division. This year, the veteran receiver that they would need, I'm not even naming any names, it doesn't matter, would have been a guy that other teams were trying to get, and you signed him when free agency opened. That's the veteran receiver, kind of veteran receiver they would need. If they get to this point and you didn't get one, then you might not have one.
Well, yeah, I think they need somebody who can stretch the field. That's what Fuller was supposed to be there for, and I don't know that that guy's out there. And it's certainly not Anquan Boldin. That's not the kind of receiver he is.
Never was, yeah.
But that doesn't mean he wouldn't be an upgrade over somebody, but I just think, you know, we tend to fall in love with these guys that were once great. Remember how, why didn't somebody sign T.O.? Why doesn't somebody sign Randy Moss when their careers were done? It's like, well, because they're not those guys anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, I mean, can he still play? Maybe, but don't you think somebody would have taken a chance by now?
And those guys are fits for certain teams. This is not an Anquan Boldin type team. This is not what this team represents. Those guys are Patriots kind of guys. Guys who are like, if they have a little bit left and can deliver us a win or two here or there, they're worth having on the roster. You know, that's not what the Texans need, and, you know, it's not going to matter. Wendell Williams is a guy that, you know, allegedly has been looking good at, in camp, but, of course, you know.
That's camp.
John McClain says that Tom Savage looked like a preseason All-Pro. Like, well, when's the preseason Super Bowl?
I saw that. I saw that story.
Well, he didn't say that. That was the headline. The headline didn't do it.
The headline wasn't fair to the story.
Not at all.
Yeah, the headline made it sound like, oh my God, really, really? You didn't write that.
But. Yeah, that was kind of weak. It made us click it though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I clicked. I'm like, I just talked to John a couple weeks ago. He hadn't lost his mind then. He was still fine. I got to read the story. And I get in there, that's not what it says.
Yeah, that was a bit much. Man,
dickweed headline writers.
Glad that's what you used to do.
Still do now online.
Oh, that's right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Houston, hello.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. It's Fred and Jerome and Jong, as always. I'm a little bothered that Jong doesn't get the run that these other producers do. It's like it's the usual suspects with Joel Berry and Nick. It's like Raheel with Dell, John and Raheel with Dell.
Well, they put Dell's name in the title, so he gets some love. And, you know, the usual suspects, they talk to Nick. Y'all just talk about Jong.
No, that's not true. That is not true. We try to include him in things.
There's not a whole lot of room for another voice with you and AJ get going.
You're one to talk.
Y'all kind of hog the room.
You kind of hog the room when you're here, too. It's one of the reasons.
But I'm not here every day. I got a lot of stuff to say.
But Jong is like the best one of all of them.
Oh, that's not even debatable.
Yeah, he should get something out of this.
I don't care.
I was going to say, he doesn't require that.
See, that's because he's got something that almost nobody in this business has. He's humble. He really is. He's not like Mr. Ego. He's not a diva. I don't want to say that that's prevalent in this business, but it's unusual. I'll just say that.
Well, now I got my own podcast. You know, I'm just kidding.
Check that out at podcastarena.com.
It's going to be the Blitz with Jong with Fred and AJ.
No, it's going to be Jong.
If things go like they should.
Jong Lee's Blitz with Fred and AJ. That almost works.
I'll take that into consideration.
How dare you put your name before mine? Yeah,
it's
I'm not
funny
a
how people take that rather seriously.
Who cares?
I mean, people really do like get into whose name is first and things of that nature. I'm not over one of you to act like I don't have some sort of an ego. You've known me a long time, but you also know I've never tried to take somebody else's shine. And when it comes to teammates, you know, at the Chronicle, I was always like, hey, let's do this for this guy. Let's pup that guy. Give him that. I was never like, oh, put me first. Put mine there. My story has to go. Like, no, I'll write my story. I don't give a damn where y'all put it. People will read it because it ought to be good enough.
Yeah. And it's funny because I've always believed that if you build up the people around you, it just makes you look better. And so that would never bother me if it were the Blitz with Jong Lee, AJ Hoffman, and Fred Fowler, I wouldn't care. But I know it bothers a lot of people.
Because you'd still be there. That's the thing.
Yeah, people still hear my voice. They'd still either love what I have to say or hate what I have to say. Wouldn't matter where your name is on there.
I would understand in certain corporate environments, like, you know, whining or complaining or whatever about the corner office or the one with the bigger window. Because and it's not about I want to be better than somebody else. Like, no, I want the nice office, you know? I mean, so that I would understand. The closer parking space, if they're assigned, that kind of – I get that kind of
thing. See, this
this is the difference between us and stuff like that. I just want a damn office.
You're in your office.
Yeah, this is my office right now, but I need an office for the other stuff.
Oh, you should have seen the reaction I got at the Chronicle when we moved to the new building now. You know, we got a bunch of offices over there that aren't being used. They're like conference rooms where they have a desk and a phone. And anybody can go in. They're like the cone of silence. You can go in there and use the phone, but you can't use it as an office. But we have a lot fewer offices overall. So a lot of people who had offices forever lost one. But I didn't know that. I didn't give a damn. But I was like, can I have that office right there since nobody's ever in there? And I can stand there every day for 8 hours a day all week and nobody ever goes in there. Why can I have that office? And they just laughed so hard. No, dude, got 100 people around here who want offices. You're not getting one just because nobody's using it.
Okay. I think they're trying to create like an open environment like a lot of these new tech companies are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looks like, I don't know if you've been in it.
I haven't.
It looks like Google. I mean, it's one. Mm. It's an open, wide open, all of that. But I don't like people enough to be working around them anyway. You know, I do my best work, you know, at home.
Well, that it's... peeling it back a little, that's what you've done most of your journalism career. Is either being on the road working or at home working.
Yeah, there's no sports going on in the office.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no reason to be in there.
But we are actually going to have more office space here, and I am going to get one. We're going to have that nice little studio set up, too, so I'm looking forward to all that. 832 brings up a good point. When we were talking about, you know, we were kind of kidding around with how easy these kids have it today. Says he thinks it's harder today because of Tinder and other things similar. Trying to work for it for these days is more difficult because if you go analog, a.k.a. in a bar, you're written off as a creep often. People would rather meet online. I prefer analog. So if you prefer meeting people in person, yeah, I think it is harder.
Maybe that is. But just as his preference is to meet them, you know, old school, they're... women or men, whatever he's choosing to date, who are also old school. So they exist as well. So, no, it's still easier. You know, I mean, it's just easier. It really and truly is. Especially and
see, I don't know, basically. I've been out of it for 9 years now, so.
And you're not nearly as desperate.
No.
As guys used to be, or people in general used to be back in the day. I mean, you know, that's the world is, and the world is a lot closer and smaller place too. I mean, you had to actually see the person and be in the same room with the person to make a connection. Now you can make a love connection with somebody across the world, even. You know,
so I always preferred talking to people because I always felt like that was the only game I had, was being able to, you know, try to show some personality and be entertaining and
I'm with you.
Make them laugh.
It's not like I get them on looks.
Yeah.
So I don't have, but I think your conversation is just as good in writing as it is in talking, you know?
Well, I guess there's that.
So yeah, I'm sure many people when they're trying to connect and they get messages from somebody like, well, that person was nice looking but sounds like a moron, you know, and move them on out of the way, you know, just the same as they did if, you know, you're in a bar and the person can't talk and can't carry a conversation, you know, you still do them, but you wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, you don't follow up. JF288 said, did you guys notice anything with this picture? And it's Fuller dropping the ball. We were talking about that off air. Mm-hmm. But nice job by your guys there. Blake asks, another Game of Thrones, what shows you currently watching or waiting for their return? I need a good one to binge. I'm on Orphan Black, but I haven't enjoyed this last season of it.
The first couple of seasons were really good.
Yeah.
First three seasons. This one... You know,
once Helena started showing up pregnant, and she was my favorite one.
And she, they kind of put her down a little bit. And I'll tell you though, even with this season not being as strong as it is,
Tatiana Maslany, yeah,
just an amazing performer. I mean, it just it really and truly is one of the greatest acting performances you've seen. Even the other day, I follow her on Twitter, and she had a picture of the cast, you know, her and a bunch of castmates.
Just her?
And
the cast is just her.
Well, no, but that was the thing. It was her and like eight or nine other people. And I, you know, you look at a picture, and I started. I was like, okay, where are the? Oh, that's right, she is. That's how good she is that you forget.
She's so convincing that. And I got on Rick and Morty last weekend for the first time, and I can't stop laughing at that show. It's just hilarious. But yeah, she's fantastic. Helena was always the one that I would have. That would be. She would have been number one on my list.
Mm. Yeah, and she'd kill you afterward.
Oh yeah, yeah, or during even. That would be awesome.
Right as you're climaxing, she stabs you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think this has come up on the show before, but my wife totally disagrees with me on this. I think if you're banging different clones, that's not cheating.
and you went with that.
Yeah.
Needless to say, she
disagrees.
And she doesn't disagree because she's your wife. She disagrees because that's just idiotic. I mean,
I don't know. There's
not much difference in clones and twins now. You know, it's a different body, different person, different everything. Because you're not banging the DNA.
Well, you kind of are.
So you walk up to Babes in the Bar and like, hey, let me check out your DNA. I want to run. I want to see what's like.
Did that line work for you?
Hey, during the OJ trial, that was a good one.
All right.
Can I leave my DNA?
979 says his new girlfriend of 6 months thought he was strange for never doing online dating. They're both over 35. See, they even have those senior sites now. You're over 50. You can go and get on there with other old people.
But I feel like I'm at the age. Well, I guess I'm 33. I'm about to be 33. So I'm like at the age where we first kind of started to see like online dating really prevalent. Because before then, it used to be kind of like taboo to be on like Match or eHarmony, that kind of thing. People didn't like to talk about it. But now,
well,
openly,
yeah,
after
were on
Tinder.
There because you didn't have any game.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. But yeah. But now it's kind of like, oh, how did you guys meet? I know several people that have met through Tinder and are either married or about to be married. Damn. And I'm about to get married because I met Teresa through Tinder.
Yeah, online swinging was way ahead of the game.
Was it?
Yeah. Way ahead.
713 brings up a really good point. If you meet someone in the bar and they are several words I can't say and think you're a creep, is that really someone you want to pursue anyways? From Martin.
What does she look like?
Well, and again, are we talking about I'm just looking to hook up tonight? Or am I looking for somebody I want to go out with long term? And if it's long term, then yeah, that's not going to fly. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN's your number on a What Are the Odds Wednesday if you want to get in. Rory says his game is so weak I'd have a hard time sealing a deal with my wife. Tinder would work as well as a calendar app for me, useless. I think you'd be surprised because there's a lot of people that, you think about it, some people just aren't comfortable socially, and it doesn't make them bad people. It doesn't mean that they're not smart or funny or, you know, just
or you wouldn't kick it with them, but they're just not. Or and some people are particularly nervous when they first meet someone, and after they warm up, you warm up to them, you go, wow, this person is actually pretty cool, but you would never know it by the way they are at first. I mean, and it's like that in this business. You would think that everyone who wants to do radio would just automatically be smooth, but that's not even close to the case. There have been people that I know that were horrible the first couple of times I heard them. And then later on you go, hey, not too bad, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always been pretty naturally I've been an extrovert pretty much my whole life, so I don't understand when people aren't comfortable. But the more people, I have a lot of friends that just don't, until they know you especially, they just don't like going out and being around people, and it just makes them nervous. And, you know, it's something that I'm starting to have a better understanding of.
Yeah, and it, like you said, it doesn't make you a bad person or anything. And so, but the, and there are a lot of people who are just uncomfortable with the online dating part only because they think it's weird. And it's as simple as that. They go, yeah, that's weird.
I don't know that people think that way anymore.
They shouldn't.
No, and it never really should have been. I mean, there's a lot of people who, and if you're a busy professional, you don't got time to go out and go try to meet people at church socials and stuff like that. And I think it's
there's always been a layer of, you know, the stories, the great love stories are always he saw her, she saw him, their eyes met, and boom, you know, there were fireworks and sparks and a magnetic attraction where they couldn't. There are no great love stories of, so when the mail order bride showed up, you know, it doesn't work that way. So people always go with the fantasies. People go with that, and people have grown, most of us, grown up, you know, picturing life in some way in the movies, and you know, this thing is just now getting to the movies. You know, that's before that, it's always been, it's, you have to have the interpersonal connection for it to be hot.
Well, I don't want to dismiss that, but you can still connect with people online through your personalities. Now, you know, that's, having said that, there are times when, and not just in a sexual way, but just in a man, I really like this person.
You like having sex online, that's fine.
No, but I'm talking about it in person. Sometimes you do connect with people instantly, which is really cool. Mm. But sometimes it's not, and I don't mean that necessarily as, oh, I connected with this woman, so here we go. But you get to be friends and, yeah, you know, or wind up working together and stuff like that.
But you don't get the love at first swipe.
No. There's the name. There is the name of your Harlequin romance.
Shame. Love at first swipe.
Well, as a matter of fact, I like the plot of this. We'll get like two old, overdone actors. I would say like a Sam Shepard type if he hadn't just died. But and they meet online, and it's love at first swipe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even Lifetime channel anymore, is it? It's something else.
Oh, they have Lifetime for women, as if the other one isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Some horrible movies on there.
But talking about smartest Astros ball out up until the trade deadline, return to form the day after, talking about Fires. Fires, you could tell early last night, he just didn't have it, and they were teeing off on him. But that's, you know, that's going to be the issue moving forward, is who's going to be. You got to hope, well, we said this when they didn't make any trades Monday, you got to hope that you get everybody healthy. Keuchel, and we'll get Keuchel tonight, so we'll see. But Keuchel and McCullers have to be healthy and pitching like they were in May. Mm-hmm. And then one of these other cats has got to step up for you, whether it's McHugh or Fires or fill in the blank, Peacock.
And they have to start eating some innings. And that's the thing where, and I don't think they've made any mistakes, so I'm not saying they've messed up. But the bad thing has been they've overused the bullpen. When, you know, at this point now, you don't have to overuse your bullpen as much. I mean, your lead is, I mean, you know, you're not going to just throw games away, but you don't have to win every game either. You don't have to go out of your way to yank a guy out in the fifth inning because he's given up four runs now because you're worried that you might, you know, he might give up a couple more. No, just ride that out. Let your bullpen get some rest and get back to where they can be pretty good, because a tired bullpen with a suspect, well, not suspect, an injured and suspect back end of the starting rotation, that's a bad combination. I don't care how good your offense is.
Ethereos, as an introvert, I locked down the first girl that was out of my league and married her. You know, I find this kind of common. Every guy I know talks about how he outkicked his coverage, yeah, me included. I don't ever hear women say that. It's like, oh, I did much better than me. I don't think I've ever had a woman tell me that. It's like, oh, yeah, my I'll kick my coverage with my husband. I'm sure it's... Have you ever heard that from anybody, John?
No, but I think with women it's a little different because they like to connect emotionally. I mean, obviously...
Or financially.
Or financially. Obviously, you know, physical appearance is important at first, but I think once you get to know somebody, I think that they find that a little... And I think we had... I think you had this on your rundown where why women like to have sex. Was that on your rundown?
That was, I think so, yeah. I don't remember.
But I was going through and reading it, and it was talking about how if you're looking for a hookup, obviously women are looking for sex for the physical comfort, for the physical nature of sex. But then when you're in a relationship, a lot of women replied that they wanted to get closer to their man emotionally, and they wanted to please their man. So it's, I think they're a little different than the men, because I think men eventually want to still have that physical attractiveness with their spouse, but women, I think, grow deeper and deeper with connection with emotion, yeah, better than men.
Lamont does have a good point. Shouldn't y'all save all your sex talk for the sex portion?
Yeah, we can ask Beth.
Well, and actually, I put that story close to when we were going to have Beth on, if I'm not mistaken, because
you did.
I thought that might be something that could come up with her. Black Spotted Zebra says, Love at First Swipe is a different show on Late Night Skinamax. Nick says, I have bad shyness when it comes to women, so it's easier for me to connect with someone online. And that's perfectly good. You know, if that's, I think, and we'll save that for Beth, because I'm curious.
Yeah, if you have bad breath, online's for you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. 713-780.
You got a lazy eye? Online's for you.
You can Photoshop that.
You don't need it because there's no motion in a photo. You get that eye in that spot, boom, take it, and then it can fall back where it goes.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Why are you laughing?
It's a little funny.
There are good things that come out of online dating.
Yeah.
And by then, you know, by the time she sees your eye not moving as fast as the other one, yeah, she might
maybe
already be in love.
Maybe you've won her over, but with that emotional connection that you made. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or something. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
How could you be so heartless? How could you be so Dr. Evil? You're bringing out a side of me that I don't know. I decided we weren't going to speak, so why we up 3 a.m. on the phone? Why don't she be so mad at me for? Homie, I don't know, she's hot and cold. I won't stop, won't mess my groove up, cause I already know how this thing goes.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Hi.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Thank you, Dave. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at ESPN975.com.
And as I prematurely predicted yesterday, not a lot of flack for Mr. Keuchel. A whole lot of people defending him, yeah, including one Brian T. Smith from the Chronicle with the first line of his piece. He said what needed to be said. Really? I mean, and again, this is not even about whether he's right or what. And I get fans' frustration, but he's not a fan. He's a player on the team. Players with championship mentalities don't talk like that. Guys who talk like that have won championships, so let's not go that far. But you never hear Tom Brady complaining about what the team doesn't have. You know, Tim Duncan never went down that road. Players like that don't do that. And especially in the middle of the season, when the management that you're complaining about has put together a team that has a huge lead, is in first place and the best record in the entire league. You know, I mean, it's crazy to me that a person isn't slammed for that. If James Harden was in first place on the Rockets and they got the best record in the NBA and he was complaining about what they didn't pick up people would be losing their minds. I use this, and guys try to, oh, you must be trying to make it a race thing. I didn't say anything about race. I said J.J. Watt in the middle of the season shouldn't be complaining about the Texans quarterback if they're in first place and have the best record in the AFC. And he's complaining about the quarter. They didn't get another quarterback or something.
They got an all-pro preseason quarterback. What are you talking about?
All right, yeah, he won't have anything to complain about. You know, it's like, what do you accomplish by saying that? Nothing at all. And that's my point, and I'll stick to it.
Yeah, didn't LeBron James do the same thing?
And people roasted him like, why do you want it? Go out there and play. Just win, you know? And LeBron did it when there's no Golden State Warriors in Major League Baseball. LeBron's doing it when he knew his team couldn't beat the team that they were going to lose to. And people dogged him for it, like they should have.
There really is a TV program called Love at First Swipe. And it's a TV series that started in 2015.
Stole my idea.
And 2.5 stars, though. So on IMDb, which is IMDb, they give you 3 stars just for breathing most of the time. So, yeah, okay. 713-780-ESPN.
Like, oh, it's a reality show. It's not.
Oh, well, then,
yeah, that doesn't count. Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Blake says it sounds like a rom-com starring Bradley Cooper and Rachel McAdams. And Josh, talking about the story we were throwing out there, says, isn't that the plot of You Got Mail pretty much? Josh, I have to admit, I've never seen You've Got Mail. If it's any, I'm not into any kind of chick romance movies.
The rom-com don't really get you.
My wife pretty much knows if she wants to see a movie like that, she's going to either do it when I'm not home or go see it herself.
Yeah, no, those are kind of, I've seen them on, you know, on the airplane, and you're like, oh, okay, let me watch a little bit and see what it is. And it's weird, because I've seen the old movies just from reruns, but I don't like watching old dead white people movies either. So people that are really big on the movies from the 50s and 60s. You've Got Mail, isn't it a remake of one of the others?
I don't know, because I probably wouldn't. So this is why I'll never write any kind of romance. It's like James Patterson's writing romance novels now, and he's and I'm kind of like, what the hell, man? And you know, I can't imagine being 75 years old and trying to write a romance novel.
Hey, no, if you're a good writer, you're a good writer.
I don't think that's
what you deliver.
I don't think I have it in my. It's not in my DNA.
Yeah, well, it's hard to classify robot sex and bald alien sex as a romance. That's your problem. You're not a romantic guy, Fred. That's not who you are. Well, you're a pervert, or you used to be. You know,
I'm retired.
Yeah, so that's fine, but that's not romance. You know,
that's not true.
You've never been Mr. Smooth Operator in trying to, you know, work love as your magic potion.
Yeah, that's it.
That was not your thing.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's everybody has their thing. You know, you weren't going out there trying to make women fall in love with you. They just fell in love with you anyway. I don't know what the hell they were thinking.
No, I don't either. I have no clue what they were thinking.
You Got Mail was a remake of a 1940s film called The Shop Around the Corner. And I think You Got Mail gave it a little nod to it because there was a bookstore called The Shop Around the Corner in the film You've Got Mail.
Ah, see?
There's good job, Jerome.
See, I was sitting there thinking You've Got Mail was the one that I thought it was a remake of the one where they were supposed to meet at the top of the Empire State Building on New Year's Eve or something. I guess that was a different. There were two different movies, huh?
Oh, so this was just a coincidence. This is just a guess.
No, but it's Tom Hanks and what's her name, Meg Ryan, in that other movie too.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe
that's you're just confusing. Seattle. You're confusing.
Confusing crappy.
Yeah.
Rom coms with They're all the same. Yeah. I will say this. I'll admit it. I did like me some When Harry Met Sally. That was all right with me.
Yeah, it was okay. My ex loved that movie and made me watch it like 400 times. So by time number,
got divorced from that movie.
After about the fourth time, I'm like, oh god, I hate this movie. But that one, there, that's there's different ones. Like, I think The Princess Bride is great as a romance, but it's also fun.
See, I've never seen that.
Yeah, that's actually a very cool movie. It's because it doesn't sound like something you'd want to watch. Princess Bride, ugh. But then you start watching, like, holy bleep, this is good. 49 says, I believe some of the better acting happened in older movies, a.k.a. Humphrey Bogart, James Cagney, Steve McQueen. For some reason, I've seen all those movies, but old Westerns, I will watch.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Like, anytime Rio Bravo's on, or the original True Grit, Outlaw Josie Wales, which is not that old, but it's getting up there now. It's still one of my favorites. Anytime.
It's old.
El Dorado. El Dorado.
Not as old as the other ones, yeah.
But old Dirty Harry movies don't do anything for me. Like, if The Enforcer's on, I'm kind of like, eh.
Those are kind of dated, too. That's the thing. When you watch those, they get dated. But cowboy movies were supposed to be the way that they are, you know? So those are all good. No, I mean the good ones are. Yeah, I can watch those anytime. I like the lack of brothers in them, you know. But, you know, what can you do?
See, this is, yeah, well, that's a bigger issue. Best rom-com is that one where Bruce Willis gets with his ex-wife after he thwarts a takeover in Nakatomi Tower. That's a pretty good one.
I like my man Jason says, Fred, you did write a romance novel. It's called AC Racing.
Oh, man. Yeah. 409, freaking media people, man. The media whines every time you get a stock answer from guys. I said that yesterday. I'm glad he said what he had to say. This says something not controversial, not offensive, but truthful. Well, it is controversial when your star player does it, so I disagree with that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Y'all don't want the truth from everybody, and so that's different. And trust me, as I said, I have no problem with him saying it, but I'm going to call him out. I'm consistent, you know, and I'm not going to change. It doesn't matter who the player is. If you say something that I think is not about helping the team win, it's just whining, I'm going to dog you for it. I don't care if you're fat, sloppy Bud Norris or if you big-time stud Dallas Keuchel. I'm going to dog you for it. And people are on Twitter today were like giving me this, oh, well, you know, he went through the hard times, so he's got a right to. No. This is not the hard times. And you're calling out a management that went out in the offseason and put together a team that has you with the best team in the American League. You're going to question that? And in general, all of you people out there, all of you in Maury We Trust people, all of you who, both of you who like Rick Smith, y'all are going to question Jeff Luhnow? Really? The guy who took over a single-A ball club and has turned it into a team that made the playoffs, that beat the Yankees in Yankee Stadium a couple years ago when they weren't even ready to get it done, and a team now that is whatever their record is, 68 and whatever. You going to question Jeff Luhnow? Really? Come on. This guy is getting it done, has been getting it done from the day he got here. And there are some of you out there who don't even dog Bob McNair, who's on the team for 15 years and has delivered
what? I think he's doing fine.
I mean, come on. Jeff Luhnow, I'm not going to question him until he fails. And he has not failed yet.
All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.